The demand wall we seem to have hit in terms of vaccinations is at least in part being blamed on misinformation and conspiracy theories. A lot of it is around the alleged deaths of people after they get jabbed. So what do we do about this? Director of the National Immunisation Advisory Centre, member of the government's advisory team, of course, Dr. Nikki Turner's back with us. Nikki, morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
See, 78% booked in is a pretty good number by anyone's estimation anywhere in the world. And so we've got to be grateful for that part of the equation, don't we?
Yes, it's a good number. We're actually doing really well, and we will continue to do more. So overall, New Zealand's doing really well.
So if we got to 78, you know, without twisting arms, how hard to get to 90 do you think?
Well, it gets harder and harder, of course, because, you know, the people who take up the vaccine first, it's easier, and then it...
vanished. Just like that.
Yep. The anti-vaxxers have
it's
got to.
It's what they do, isn't it? And so when things get tricky, they can now pull the plug. Just go. They're out. So the question is, at 72, here's my problem with it. Let me give you a couple of numbers while we get Nikki back. The rolling average, the seven-day rolling average has dropped. It was, in fact, it was higher than 57. It went from 57,405 down to 55,436. So we're dropping 2,000. So in the last week, for example, we've done 33, 54, 62, 62, 60, 60, 60, 53. We know we can do 90. So that's got to be an issue now. We found Nikki back. Sorry about that. So how hard is it to go from 78 to 90, Nikki?
Oh, it is going to be pretty hard. I think we're going to find, you know, possibly the next 5 or 6% carrying on. And then after that, we just have to put in legwork around our systems, our processes, reaching people, talking to communities. This is the same with any other vaccination program. It gets harder as you get the higher numbers. This is what we see every time. It's not unusual.
Do you respect a person's right, though, to balance the risk the way they would with any other vaccine and go, you know what, I've thought about it, I've read about it, for me, no thanks?
I do, to some extent, respect the person's right. The problem with vaccination programs is it's the individual plus the community issue. So we have to balance the individual's rights, but we also have to recognise that as a community, as communities, we have rights as well.
How much misinformation do you reckon's out there?
There is always a lot of misinformation out there with immunisation programs. The problem is these days, particularly with social media, that misinformation creates its own echo chamber, so that there's always one or two people in the world who, you know, are an anti-hero and enjoy a different sort of attention. Mm. Nowadays, they get a really, really big voice. That's what the difference is.
Do you, that plays to who? See, the interesting thing is, equally, if you want the good information, the factual information is out there. In listening to somebody and going, oh, I didn't know that, I will die if I get jabbed, is that because that you want to hear that?
No, I think the problem is people tend to think where there's smoke, there's fire. So if you have a little bit of concern, you know, your back neighbour has said I had a vaccine and something went wrong, and then you hear this noise in the background, it just creates a sort of bit of fear and bit of dissonance inside people. So it's not that everybody's anti and read something and go, that makes sense. Mm. It's just it creates a reason why it makes a little harder for you to get your vaccine.
What I can't work out, and I disagree with Skeg on this, is we need mandates and we need incentives. Otherwise, we're just going to battle and battle and battle. Why don't we have them?
Yeah, well, I think you'll find if you get your mandates, your sticks and carrots wrong and unbalanced, you just get a community that becomes very polarised. And we only sort of have to look at the states and see that it's become a political football, whereas this is just, quite frankly, science. Every country in the world, probably not North Korea, mm-hmm. has a COVID vaccination program. What we find the most effective with immunisation programs, it's normal. This is what this community does to look after itself. And to normalise it. Now, you can do that in a whole lot of different ways, but just coming out with sticks and sanctions sometimes has a kickback effect.
All right, appreciate your time. As always, Nikki Turner, who's the Director of the National Immunisation Advisory Centre.